I left Munich at 8:35 p.m. on May 1st and arrived in Vienna early the next morning. After taking the train through the countryside, I stopped in Klassenberg for the evening. After reading about my destination, I learnt that Bistritz, the town named by Count Dracula, is in the eastern part of Romania, on the borders of three states, Transylvania, Moldavia, and Bukovina. Count Dracula told me to go to the Golden Crown Hotel while in Klassenberg. It was very old, which I liked. An old woman wearing a typical white peasant dress greeted me when I entered the hotel and asked me if I was the Englishman. "Yes," I said, "Jonathan Harker." She smiled and gave a message to an old man, who left, but soon returned with a letter that read, "Welcome, my dear friend. I am looking forward to your arrival. Sleep well tonight. You will leave tomorrow for Bukovina. There will be a carriage waiting for you at the Borgo Pass, and it will bring you to me. I hope you will enjoy your stay in my beautiful land. Your friend, Dracula." May 4th. Before I left the hotel this morning, the old lady came into my room and yelled, "Must you go? Oh, must you go?" I told her that I must go because I had important work to do. "Do you know what day it is?" she asked. "It is the day before St. George's Day. Tonight, at midnight, all the evil things in the world will have their way. Do you know where you are going?" She looked very worried and went down on her knees and asked me not to go. I felt uncomfortable, but I had work to do, so I had to go. I thanked her and told her that I was leaving. She stood up, dried her eyes, and took the crucifix from her neck and put it around mine. I am writing this while I wait for the coach, and I am still wearing the crucifix. I do not know if it is the old lady's fear, or this ghostly town, or the crucifix around my neck, but I do not feel as good as I did before I came here. May 5th, the castle. As I sat in the coach that was taking me to the Borgo Pass, I asked one of the other passengers why some of the other people in the coach made the sign of the cross and pointed at me. He said that it was to protect me from the evil eye. I appreciated their sympathy and began to forget about my fears as the coach took me through beautiful countryside full of forests, woods and farms.